This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The Carter Center says celebrations for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died today at age 96, will take place in 1 week. CBS's Nora O'Donnell takes a look back at a legacy Carter helped build with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter had a partnership that was extraordinary for a president and first lady. The Carters' bond was deep, both in private and in politics.
Could Jimmy Carter have been elected president without Rosalynn Carter?
Well, I don't like to think he could.
She spoke her mind to her husband, and he valued her advice. She sat in on cabinet meetings, a first, and took the heat for it.
It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what he does. We're going to be criticized. You just have to have confidence.
Former President Trump gets an endorsement from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We need Donald J. Trump back as our president of the United States of America.
Trump showed up to an event with Abbott near the border. It's about to be the Thanksgiving rush. CBS's Reed Cowan.
For travelers not willing to pay for pricey flights, gas prices nationwide are down from last year, averaging $3.31 a gallon.
For these big holidays, taking the automobile is the number one mode of transportation. It's also the most economical for families.
No matter how you make it to the Thanksgiving table, the cost of the traditional dinner is 4.5% lower, which takes the sting out of getting there.
100% worth it.
Israel says it's discovered a tunnel system beneath Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza, where troops have conducted a major operation. Israel Defense Forces spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says the operation is still ongoing days later.
The Israel Defense Forces has a moral obligation to bring everyone of our hostages home. We will not rest until we do.
Monday marks 25 years since the creation of the International Space Station, the first bus-sized component launched from Kazakhstan in 1998. Our space consultant Bill Harwood with a look back.
It's given NASA and its partners a chance to gain experience building large structures in weightlessness. And that's expected to pay off down the road in future missions to Mars and other deep space targets.
What would J-Law do? The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, topped the box office in its first weekend in theaters. It brought in $44 million, but that's a new low for the franchise. When Jennifer Lawrence was in it, it would typically open with more than $100 million in sales. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is the story of
double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2 years since the bipartisan federal infrastructure law was passed. In particular, she says all lead water pipes in Wisconsin are being replaced.
We're expecting to almost double the rate at which lead pipes are removed just in the next few years. And it's an example, again, of just a win-win-win for people who turn on their faucet. They want to know that their water is safe and clean.
Baldwin says rural Wisconsin is also benefiting from new high-speed internet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Bucks with a win over Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks turned it on in the fourth quarter to beat the Mavericks in front of a packed house at Fiserv Forum. The final, Milwaukee 132-125. Giannis and Damian Lillard kept feeding the ball outside to the Bucks' Pat Connaughton, who responded with 16 points, his high for the season.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play. And I've played with Dame for 3 years in Portland, and we have a great trust for one another. And he found me in the corner. Giannis found me for a few I should have made, but we got great shots.
College football, Wisconsin snapping a three-game losing streak with a 24-14 win in overtime. Safety Hunter Warler, perhaps the Badgers' best defensive player, went down and exited the game just before the half after a helmet helmet-to-helmet hit.
You know, again, whether it's been expectations, whether it's been, you know, ups and downs, whether it's been injuries, it's just been such a roller coaster.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. Cloudy skies, high of 45 on your Monday. Monday night, clouds and 32. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 42 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high around 44.
Right now, it's 37.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, Dominic.
Bernie, happy Friday to you. Aaron working the board in for Nate today, our fair audience. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God, indeed. You know, I don't have my normal youthful exuberance.
No, why not?
Because it's almost the weekend, man. I can't wait. I am living for the weekend. It hasn't even been a particularly hard work week. It's just, you know, I'm not feeling it.
Oh man. You know, I think I've been thinking about it because I'm feeling a little, I mean, it's been a busy week for me. And of course, next week is Thanksgiving. So I'm kind of thinking, oh man, we can just kind of make it slide. We can get through to next week and still have things to do next week as well. But it's, I certainly got vacation on the mind, man.
I bet you do. Well, don't mail it in yet. We've still got to perform the greatest radio show ever. Not so much for you or I, but for them, Dom, the people that rely upon us for their politics really? And entertainment.
Oh,
and information.
Man. You know, Crudy, you know the secret is I do the show for my own entertainment, and hopefully other people find it entertaining. I can't possibly try to please everybody.
They've noticed. The people have noticed. And they bear with you, Dom. At this point, it's more of a bearing with. Dom, the lead today. You know, we air the grievances on Friday, and we got a guest coming soon, Alan Robinson, our friend from Herbal Aspect. He's going to give us some 420 facts on a Friday afternoon. I appreciate that. And a little bit later in this hour, while you were whatever you doing all day long, I was thinking very hard, and I came up with this brilliant idea. Actually, stole it from another, but I'm going to claim it as my own. Dom, I have the ironclad, can't-miss guaranteed way of getting Joe Biden reelected. Do you want to hear about it?
I absolutely do, man. Share it.
Yeah, you're going to have to stick around till 4:30.
You big tease.
Because we've got to lead a little closer to home, Dom. A little closer to home in our backyard. And rare is this day. They say politics makes interesting bedfellows. Well, today, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Democrat Tony Evers, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss find themselves on the very same side of an issue, opposition to Kirk Bankstead, in a lawsuit that would try to immediately end the choice school program here in the state of Wisconsin. Evers and Voss in the same bed, on the same
what?
Team. In this
what? What? That seems strange to me.
It does seem strange, Dom. And it seems that beer company Super PAC makes a strange vessel for trying to end the school choice movement in the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, stranger things have happened, question mark?
As said before, politics makes strange bedfellows.
There's also a question of original jurisdiction. Like, do you get a trial? So often here in the state of Wisconsin, we just skip the trial step. Let's go straight to the Supreme Court. That is what's being asked for because they're seeking immediate relief for the taxpayers from this burden of paying for the choice schools, effectively, the voucher programs. But where are the facts then gathered if you don't have a district court, if you don't have a lower court trial? And I'm not so much sure because, you know, the briefs being entered by Robin Voss are different than the briefs being entered by Tony Evers' team. But I think Evers' team is really more interested in starting at the district court level. No reason to rush this to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This program has been in place for 25 years or more. You know, nothing's going to change between now and the resolution of this lawsuit. So if it takes a year or two or whatever the case may be, it takes as long as it takes. I don't think the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take this up as original jurisdiction. No good reason to.
The reporting from Scott Bauer over at the Associated Press, Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration and political opponent Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are in the rare position of taking the same side in a lawsuit seeking to end Wisconsin's taxpayer-funded voucher school system, telling the Wisconsin Supreme Court that it should not, Crudy, take up the case. Voss and Department Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld, who was appointed by Evers, told the court in separate filings this week that the case should start at the circuit court level, as Crudy mentioned. The third defendant, the Department of Public Instruction Secretary Jill Underle, took no position. Underle, who was elected on a nonpartisan ballot, was backed by Democrats. Democratic opponents of the voucher program took a different position from Evers and asked the state Supreme Court to take the case directly. If it does, it would issue a ruling within weeks or months. It would likely take 2 or 3 years for the case to work its way through the lower courts.
So Brian what?
Potts.
Sorry.
So what? I mean, obviously, Crudy, there's money being spent, right?
How much money is being spent? Yes. But the underlying questions about whether or not this is a separation.